On Sunday, Hollywood will celebrate the year's best movies at the 92nd Academy Awards. But 5 years after the Oscars So White campaign, only one person of color is nominated for one of the 20 awards that honor acting. Harriet star Cynthia Erivo is nominated for actress in a leading role. Photographer and filmmaker Simon Frederick says something has got to change.
When you go to the Olympics, you have to be exceptional to win. But in the arena of film, there are some people putting out some really exceptional performances, and those performances are not being recognized.
In the series They've Gotta Have Us, now available on Netflix, Frederick asks some of the biggest names in black film to talk openly of their experiences in Hollywood, and they do.
There was only one kind of story that would get made.
Thug number two.
For slaves.
Prostitute.
The hustler.
Literate basketball players.
What emerges are, quote, rule-breaking, risk-taking black creative artists, according to Frederick. Artists who fought to tell their stories, like Robert Townsend, who directed and starred in the 1987 comedy Hollywood Shuffle.
I said, man, we can't let Hollywood tell our stories. We got to tell our own stories, dude. They'll make us do anything and everything, and these images travel around the world. So that's when we started to make Hollywood Shuffle.
Cut.
Could you tell him to be a little more...
Yeah, Bobby, I need a little more black. You know what I'm saying? Like, bug the eyes. You know how they move, you know?
That is it. That
Let's go again.
Okay, sorry, Sydney.
And action.
You can play that film today, and it's really a damning indictment of how little things have changed in the industry.
And then there is Harry Belafonte, who talks about what life was like for him and Sidney Poitier, two black stars in an almost all-white landscape in the 50s and 60s.
We decided that our task would be to not just do the best we could with the platform that was offered us, but to make sure that we did not perpetuate the stereotypes that had been used by cinema so effectively and disastrously to the definition of who black people were and what they were.
Do you still feel that anyone whose skin is different from yours is an enemy?
Do you think I do?
I don't know.
Or did they tell you that you shouldn't be seen with me? That I'm a dangerous man who should be watched carefully?
These were filmmakers who broke the mold. They created new things that have lasted the test of time and have influenced how we make films today.
Filmmakers like Casey Lemons, who directed Harriet, which is nominated for two Oscars. She sometimes feels despair, but also hope.
I said, one day there's going to be a spectrum, and we're going to have love stories, and we're going to have comedies, and we're going to have horror films, science fiction, and dramas. And now I feel like it's getting real.
And of course, there's the trailblazer. Some people criticized actress Hattie McDaniel for playing roles that pandered to stereotypes, but those were the only roles available. At the 12th Academy Awards back in 1939, she was the only black guest in the theater. She rose from her segregated seat to accept her Oscar for Gone with the Wind. And then, as Frederick points out in the documentary series, McDaniel rejected the speech that had been written for her, saying this instead.
This is one of the happiest moments of my life, and I want to thank each one of you. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel. And may I say thank you. God bless you.
They've Gotta Have Us is available now on Netflix.